Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And we're so happy to have Lila Hogeveen and Shona Putnam with you. Good morning, Lila.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, Shona.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, there we go. And, of course, you guys are just getting to be pretty experienced at this. You have a second book out, and it's called History of Cass County? No. Just the History of Cass County. Okay. Yeah, what jumps out at you is Cass County, so we know what it's about. And let's kind of start at the beginning, Lila. How did you get started on this book? Because you did complete a previous book, but how did you get started on this one?
Well, when Arcadia Publishing Company first contacted Shona and myself, we were a little reluctant to leap into this because we'd never written a book. So they wanted a book on Cass County. So after visiting with them a little while, they said, what'd you think about trying the county seat then? And since we had just worked on a film on Atlantic and had gathered quite a few pictures and information, we thought, okay, we probably know enough to do that. Well, we had a lot more to learn, I can tell you. But after we finished that, then they said, okay, now you've got your feet wet. Would you think about doing one on Cass County for us that we wanted in the first place?
And you said, we'd be glad to.
Why not?
Yes. And it just so fits in with the Cass County Museum, and we can talk about that just for a minute here later. But so how do you, Shona, how do you go about getting all the materials? I mean, did you have all of these, or did you have to do lots of research to get to this point for this book?
Well, I think there's a tremendous amount of research, and we have a system. We started off in the Atlantic book. We found the story and then the photograph, and that was not the way to go. With this book, we were more organized. We found the photographs first and then told the story. And we have 16 townships in Cass County, and we just separated the townships and called people that we knew, historians in the area, and just went step by step all last winter.
Okay.
Every day we were up at the museum.
And I would think the difficult thing would be calm, that you have so much information that you have to sort. And when you're doing this big, I mean, you're limited. You couldn't have 1,000 pages.
No. This book has the same number of pages and photographs as the book in Atlantic.
Okay.
127 pages.
And you had to cover a lot more territory.
The hard part was editing it out because we had some wonderful material, but we couldn't use it.
So do you have those materials at the museum?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if people want more information, they know where to go.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So, Lila, what's your favorite thing? I know this is a lot of work, but I know you do, both of you do it because you love it. What's kind of your favorite thing about doing this?
Well, I think for myself, and I'm quite sure for Shona, it's meeting the people. We met people throughout our county that we had never met before, maybe heard their names, but didn't, you know, ever have any reason to visit with them. They were all just so tremendous about sharing their treasures and their pictures and trusting us with them until we could get them, get a copy made and get them back to them, giving us books and other treasures, telling us stories. And I think that has to be the most delightful part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shona?
Ditto.
Yes.
Definitely agree on that one.
So as you go through the book, and you sort of started at the beginning with Cass County, Shona, and you haven't lived here as long as Lila has, but I know with all your research for the museum, you're well-grounded in the county. Tell us a surprise or two that you found, something you really want to bring up from the book.
Well, I thought about it as we were driving out here today and some of the interesting characters that we came across. And one is Belle McCumber from Lewis. And her husband was her husband was a soldier in the Civil War, and she decided she would just go with him. And she took care of the sick and the wounded soldiers at battle in Pittsburgh, and she was awarded a commission as major for her work that she had done.
That's a bit unusual.
The Civil War. Very unusual. Mm-hmm. I think it had been the first and only time. At that time, anyway. And she's certainly one of the more interesting characters. And we have a few other women that just seem to stand out. Emma Cunningham Schultz was one, and she heads up our Noble Township, which includes the Lyman area.
Okay, and that's one of the things as I look through over there, I found, you know, as you're covering townships, of course, you're including the towns that are in those townships, mm-hmm. so those towns aren't being left out at all. And Lila, what about you? Were there some names in there you go, oh, that's a name that's really important in Cass County, or, yeah, that's a name that I don't know much about, but I've heard that name.
Well, when we first start on the very first part of the book, we tell about the history of the Native Americans in our area, which were usually the Potawatomi, but there were also some of the Iowa tribe, and one of the most famous was Chief Mahaska. And his wife, you're thinking Shona and I are focusing in on the women in this book, but there's lots of good men stories, and this one involves both. But he had a wife, several wives, actually, but Ranchawatomi was his seventh wife and his favorite. And quite a woman in her own time. She did a lot of good for her people. But he went, Mahaska was invited to Washington, D.C. to visit with President Monroe. Now, that's a long time ago.
Yes.
And she just decided she was going to go along. So he woke up one morning as he was on his way, and there she was. She just was intending to go with him. So anyway, while they were there, there was a portrait painter who painted both of their portraits. So we have beautiful pictures of both Ranchawatomi and Mahaska, and we have copies of those in the book.
Mm-hmm. And this is an easy read book because it's lots of pictures. but people love that, and it's in the pictures, I think, are things that, you know, we can read a history book, but most of us don't get to see these pictures.
Well, that's true, and I said this when we did the Atlantic book. A lot of these pictures, with technology today, you can have an old picture that's drying up, it's faded, it's not going to be around too much longer, and with technology today, it'll be around for another 100 years. And we especially found this in the photographs that we used for this book.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing, you know, what one can do now.
So, Shona, where can we find this book?
Well, the book is on sale at the Chamber in Atlantic and Capel's and several other stores, the Y, here in Atlantic. Each of the towns in Cass County, mostly the libraries, will have books on display. Rolling Hills Bank in Griswold, and I believe here in Atlantic will have them also. And, of course, the Atlantic book in the display is there also. And they both look exactly
You have
alike.
To look at the title.
Nice. Absolutely.
Yes, because the colors, well, the photo is different, mm-hmm. right?
And that's Arcadia. That's what this publishing company is noted for.
Okay, so that color, that old sepia tone mm-hmm. is the same. So be sure to look at the title and get the one you want, or get both of them if you don't have the Atlantic book. You want to pick that one up, too, because it just flows into this Cass County history one. And what's the price, Shona?
The same as the Atlantic book. It's $23.50, and that includes tax.
Okay. So, Lila, last time you had a kind of an open house and a kind of book signing and that sort of thing. You going to do that again?
Mm-hmm. We held a reception on Sunday, last Sunday, September
11th. I missed it.
And it was by invitation only. We didn't have an open house. We just invited the people who had really brought in things and made an effort to really assist us in finding what we needed to find. So we had quite a list of acknowledgments, and we had a very nice turnout, and two really special people, well, three actually very special people came some distance. Two of the original Spee sisters from the All Sister Dance Review, one from San Antonio, Texas, and one from Ames, Des Moines,
Ames.
Shona?
Mm-hmm.
Ames, and then one Marjorie Benson, who was Marjorie Spee's Benson, who happens to be married to Carl Benson, and his story is also in our book. He was awarded the Carnegie Hero Medal for his attempt to save his friend John Davies' life when he was only 14.
Mm-hmm. You know, mentioning those names, and did you want to add a comment, Shona, before I move on? I want to talk about names in Marnie. You know, there are names all through the book that people kind of go, oh, yeah. But Marnie had some outstanding folks who went away and did great things. And they're quickly looking here because there are great names throughout the county. I just happen to be picking on Marnie. Meredith is one of the names that comes to my mind.
Yes, and he is in the book.
Maybe we shouldn't mention that name here.
No. Oh.
Never mind. They were, of course, very important in the whole county, but, you know, really they came from Marnie.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Any others from Marnie that you want to just pull up or any of the other parts of the county? I'm just thinking of some other names that people go, oh, yeah, I didn't know they were from here, but because they've gone on to do things probably nationally and internationally, go, oh, yeah, that was a Cass County citizen?
Well, another famous character we have in the Brighton Township section of the book is Jack London. And he is a famous author, and he came through with Kelly.
Okay, yeah.
On the way to Washington, D.C., and he was part of Kelly's army. Although he didn't make it to Washington, he took a detour. And
he was gathering story information.
Yes, he went to the World's Fair in Chicago instead.
Okay.
I think I probably may have done the same thing. But in Marnie, we have some lovely old photographs.
And you know, one of the things that it mentions in Marnie, and then we're out of time, obviously, is something about the railroad, and I'm sort of into railroads, so I was really interested about that. So, again, be sure to get a copy of this new book that celebrates Cass County history. Get down to the museum in Griswold if you haven't done that, or if you have, you're always changing stuff, and you can pick up a copy there and just see more of the history of Cass County.
Absolutely.
Okay. So we want to thank both Lila Hogaveen and Shona Putnam for coming in to visit with us about this new book that celebrates Cass County history. And until next time, here's a thought. All that has happened, all that has existed, has brought us to this moment.
Something for you in downtown Atlantic is getting ready for fall. Hi, this is Tina. We have the largest selection and highest quality of fabric, fleece, flannel, and sewing notions. Plus, we have a large variety of colors and sizes of Mishi bags and purses. Be sure to watch for new fall and holiday products. And speaking of the holidays, now would be a great time to start your holiday shopping. Remember, we have My Pillow Pets, Watkins products, and so much more. Something for you where you'll find the perfect gift for that special someone and something for you too. Located at 421 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic.